Hey there, Michael.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. This has actually been a very kind of productive day on several fronts, and I'm looking forward to keeping the momentum going.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. And you? You doing okay?
Yeah, good. No, I've had a good day. As when we're recording today, we released episode 100, and it seems on the whole, people seem to quite enjoy it. I mean, we've had some good comments and some very, very nice people have done some blog posts and little bits like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's good because that show was a real scary thing for me. Like, we've spoken and the whole time, which, you know, we were practically on the call for about 2 hours, which was very nice of all of our guests to stick with us for that long. The whole time I was thinking, there's 9 people I need to rely on to record this properly. So I was terrified that I was going to lose something. But on the whole, I mean, it went pretty good. There was some dodgy microphones, but I think I did an okay job. I think I cut out a lot of what people didn't want to hear.
I think you did a superhuman job considering considering the number of different tracks you had to record, and the wildly varying quality of each track, including that a couple of our guests didn't use headphones.
That is correct.
And yes. So
those people won't be named.
Yep, those people won't be named. But because of that, there was some echo and some feedback that went on, and you did a wonderful job of basically, you know, how do I put it? When they spoke, allowing them in, and when they didn't, cutting them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that bit was difficult to say the least.
Yeah. Very, very proud of you, Michael. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. Have you? Did I send you a screenshot of what that editing looked like?
Yes, I did see that, and it looked like the 7 circles of hell, right?
Yeah, it was. it was cut up, to say the least.
To say the least. So. Today we were going to continue on. So, what was it? Several episodes back now, maybe about 3 or 4 episodes back, we talked about the idea of kind of doing a screen by screen walkthrough of our phones, just to give people an idea of how things are set up and organized and that sort of thing. And the apps that we have and use and, yeah, well, I'll include a screenshot. But so we did our home screens.
That was episode 95.
Time. Yeah, 95, okay? And this is 101. So, or 102. This is 102.
This is 102.
Yeah. And so we're going to continue on that. We've had a couple of requests from listeners that they wanted, "Hey, what happened? I thought we were going to hear more." And so, here we go. Screen 2 time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So how are we going to do this? Are we going to trade off? Or should I just run through? I mean, because the problem, of course, is that on my second screen, I have a ton of folders, right?
Yeah, so do I.
And so I'm thinking it may be just for the sake of keeping show notes to I'll give the folders, but only say a bit about kind of everything that's in them. It'll be more like, okay, why I have this folder and what I use it for. Whatever.
Maybe pick out a couple of the key apps.
Yeah, and a couple of the key apps, I think.
Should we do it row by row? Like, so you go row, I go row.
Yeah. So 4 rows each. All right. Sure. Okay. I'll go first. So first of all, I've got a folder called Business. And in there, I have all of these apps pertaining to my business. Like, for instance, the Square card reader app is in there because, well, that's sometimes people prefer me to pay me right then and there by credit card, and Square is the best way to do it.
You use that quite often?
Not enough. Not as much as I wish I did.
Right.
I mean, I still work for you know, businesses and such that really do prefer an invoice. They prefer an invoice and paying that invoice and feeding that invoice into their accounting system and that sort of thing. And
yeah,
that's fine too. But, you know, certainly for individuals, they love being able to just, you know, pay by debit card if they know that that option is available. You know, so I have things like that in there. I've got HiRise in there. The HiRise app from 37 Signals, because I use mostly 37 Signal products to kind of manage and run my business, and HiRise kind of is the key one there for me. A Wayfind, which everyone knows I use. A Wayfind has a good iPhone app that you can kind of on the fly set what emails are important, which ones aren't, what you want, you know, that sort of thing, who you want to hear from. So, I mean, it's all apps like that in business. Then I have a folder just for the iWork apps. Pages and Keynote is in there. I have no need for Numbers, but they have their own little folder. I don't know why I have them in their own little folder. Only two apps.
Well, it takes up spaces, right? You can group those mm-hmm. together, so why not?
Yeah, you can. So why not? Then I've got a folder called Audio, and this is where the music app goes, where iTunes goes, where Instacast goes, you know. I have Audioboo in there, NPR News app, which I use a surprising amount, not the least of which is to stream KCRW, which I love. Public radio station out of LA, their eclectic stream specifically, really wonderful. And then I've got one called Social, which is kind of where I put the social apps I'm not quite on board with yet.
It's like the social limbo.
Yeah, just, you know, things I don't use as frequently or like. So in there, so I've got three things in there right now, and that's Tweetbot, Foursquare, and Google Plus.
I want you to know you're killing me with the Tweetbot.
I know that, and I really do keep trying it. I really do kind of every now and then. The reason I haven't deleted it entirely is because every now and then I go into that folder. I'm like, oh shoot, I should really give Tweetbot a try, and you know, I'll try it for 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and then decide that Twitterific really is kind of my cup of tea. Sorry.
I tell you, I know we've been through this one so many times, but one day I need you to tell me why Twitterific, like, and we need to have that out again.
Well, and then I need to maybe if I had. This is what we should do. Oh, we could make a whole show out of this conversation.
Yeah, which is why we should table it. But so we'll, tell we'll, me, we'll
table it. But basically, it's this. What if I opened up Tweetbot and then like went and kind of used it and tweeted some stuff and just kind of told you the things that kind of bugged me or that I didn't get or, you know, I felt, yeah, this is a little bit too much friction for me. And you could
I want to do this episode.
Right, and you could do the same thing with Twitterific, right?
Oh. Should we see how long we take to record this?
Yeah, sure. Maybe we'll record it after. Okay.
Because right. That sounds great.
Doesn't it? All right. Okay, all right. Wait, we got to move on. You got to do your... Because otherwise this show's going to be an hour, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're already up to almost 9 minutes.
Right, here, so you've done your first row, right?
That's my first row.
So top left for me is Instapaper. Instapaper stays on its own outside of a folder in that top left space because I feel like I should use it more. I was talking about this on Cooking With, I believe it was with Brett. Instapaper is kind of become like a resting place of articles for me. It's bad. Like, I see an article, I'm like, I'll send it there, and I know I'm not going to read it, and I need to get better at that. Which it's a shame because the app is so good. And when I do use it, like if I've got like a long time where I'm just sitting around and I've read Twitter and stuff, it's nice to go in there, but I know I don't use it the same as others. Mm-hmm. But it's still fair a fantastic enough app, so it deserves a place. I've got the clock application. I need it for alarms and stuff, so having it there is good for easy access. Right. I then have an app called Tube Deluxe, which is a London Underground application. I use this frequently to find out delays, closures, and also to plan any trips I'm taking.
You mentioned that one. I remember that. You mentioned it a long time ago.
Nothing's better.
Yeah.
Nothing is better, and I've tried a bunch of them, and Tube Deluxe is excellent. Yeah. Like, there might be others, but it was the first app that I knew that allowed you to plan journeys whilst without an internet connection. Which seems simple, but maybe to somebody who doesn't ride the Tube, but if you're stuck on the Tube and something's happened and you need to replan your route, needing internet connection to plan that route is no good because you're underground. All right. And yes, it has a map, but sometimes what looks like the shortest route isn't necessarily the fastest route. So it's an absolute mainstay for me. Then I have an app called The Train Line. The Train Line is a overground and long distance train booking service.
Okay.
But I have to get those sort of trains to go up to Sammy because we live quite far away from each other. And also, you know, if I want to get to other places in the country, this is an app that shows me timetables for longer journey trains, like which aren't the Tube.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I'm a frequent enough traveler that I use both of those apps a lot, and I need them sometimes so quickly I don't want to put them in the folder. Because sometimes I'm like running to get a train, right? Times. So I just want to be able to, I know where it is in one press without even needing to look at it. Right. I can press it and refresh it. You know, because I know where that refresh button is as well.
Well, especially during, if I remember correctly, during rush hour, that Wood Green train, like it gets full fast.
Yeah, they all do. None of them don't.
I can imagine you needing to kind of be on top of that. Mm-hmm. All right.
You okay?
Row two. Games. There's only one. Well, there's two things in there. Game
Cannibalt.
Center. Cannibalt. Yep, Cannibalt and Game Center.
Now, what version are you running of Cannibalt?
See, people ask me that question. The problem is that you can't really see. You can't see the version. And if I open this, then you're going to lose me because I'm going to start playing it. But let's see. Because you can't see the version. It's not on the. It's not on the about screen, from what I can tell. It's not in the scores screen, and the only other button I have is play, and you don't want me to push that, folks. I'm just saying.
So the version that you have of Cannibalt is a specific version, right?
Yeah, it's at some point, and no, I don't remember when, so please don't ask. It's just some point in the past. It's had to be over a year ago now. They added some features to the game that, A, it added like a vibration, alert so that, you know, the phone would vibrate when there'd be like a, you know, the buildings would crumble or whatever. And they added a couple of other obstacles, I think. But the main thing is that with that version, the game physics changed slightly enough that it immediately made me a worse player. And because I had worked so hard to get to be pretty good, at least I thought, or as good as I felt I was, I didn't want to be set back. I didn't want to have all that work wasted only to have to try to get used to all of these features again. So that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next to that, I have a folder called Utilities, and pretty much all the like utility sort of apps go into that folder. So I've got, you know, like for instance, Apple's Airport utility app that they came out with, and the fact that I can, you know, manage and make changes to airport devices using my phone as a client. It's just freaking fantastic. But like 1Password, Dropbox, Text Expander are all in there. Test Flight is in there because I do a lot of beta testing of apps as, you know, people who write blogs that even remotely deal with technology often do. Also in there is a little, also through my testing, a little app that does one thing well, and that is that it grabs your UUID and then place and other information about your phone, and then starts up an email with that in the body. So, like, yeah. If a developer's like, I want to add, you want to test my app? And I say, yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, give me your UUID and your information and such. I can do that in one tap with that app. Literally fire up the app and it grabs that stuff and puts it in. Things like the device name, the model, the system version, device memory, device disk space, and the UUID. Really, really handy to have to very quickly and easily send people that stuff. So yeah, there you go. Then I have an app that used to be where plain text was on my home screen. And it breaks every GTD email rule imaginable. But if you're on top of your email game, as I try to be, or at least pretend to be, then it really doesn't matter. It's a little app called Noted. And what Noted does, it, once again, one thing well. You open it up, you have a text box, you type in something that you want to send via email to yourself, and you hit send. And this is a quick, just a very, very, very fast way of sending an email to yourself to remind you of things. And then after that, I've got Ego. And Ego is an app that allows you to check various stats about your online presence, mainly analytics from Twitter and Tumblr and Google Analytics and things like that. So I can see how many page views and such I have on Minimal Mac or my patrickrone.com or how many Tumblr or Twitter followers I have, which actually currently is 3,383, which I think has dropped in the last couple of days, but oh well.
A spam call.
Yeah,
that's what happens. Maybe. They call the spam and it drops your numbers.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. That's out of all the numbers on this screen and this app, that's the one I pay the least amount of attention to.
Interesting.
the one I likely give the most attention to is the Google Analytics for Mail and Mac, so I can see what the page views and such are.
Yeah.
All right. Your call. Next.
Right. So I have, first off, on the left-hand side, an app, a folder called Stores, which has all of the, which has the App Store, the iTunes Music Store. I also put Game Center in there, too. I then have an app called Productivity, which has a couple of apps in it, like Reminders, Text Expander, 1Password. OmniFocus is in there because I'm planning to start using it for some projects that I'm working on. I then have a games folder, which has a bunch of my favorite games in it, notably Peggle and Jetpack Joyride. There's a bunch of games in there, though, like Cut the Rope and stuff like that, the average ones. And there are some games that get rotated out of that folder, so they come in for a little while and then get taken out and deleted from the phone, because that's the kind of person I am. I then have a Tapbots folder, which has Pastebot, ConvertBot, and CalcBot, because they're free apps that I use enough that they need to stay on the phone, and that I think are better than any of their competition.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Row 3. QUP, which is great.
That's if a Netflix app, right?
Yeah, if you use Netflix. It's really great. You know really
I've got
great.
Netflix now.
No!
We got Netflix. It's only streaming, which is all we need.
Oh.
But it launched. It launched this week. I'm so happy.
Oh, man. You guys are going to be fat and happy now, just like Americans.
Because
you got the fast food over there, and you got Netflix. That's really all you need to have to be American.
TV shows. That's what it's all about for us. Yep, loads of great TV shows.
That's right. Actually, what's funny is all the TV shows that I enjoy watching are the ones that come from your side of the pond. Lately, Bethany and I are really Downton Abbey.
I've never watched Downton.
Oh my god!
People, they talk very highly of it.
Oh, must watch. Must watch. It's really, really good. It's very well written and very well
acted. If it's on Netflix, now I have the ability to watch it all, right?
That's right. You can start with season one. It's great. That's what we're doing. We're kind of right in the dead center of season one. What QUP does is this. QUP, you open it up. You've got a search box. You find a movie. You add it to your queue, with the option of adding it to the of immediately pushing it to the top of the queue. So, you know, here we go. I'm going to look up Downton Abbey and search. No, not downtown. God, I hate you, autocorrect. I hate you.
Downtown.
Everybody. So I look it up. There it is. I've got two buttons. One to add to my shipping queue, one to add to the streaming queue. So if you know, obviously if it's available for streaming, you get the two buttons. And alternatively, you can click and get a little bit more information about it. But in that second click through, you can say add to top or add to bottom. If you just add, it will automatically add it to bottom. But if you click it, add to top, obviously it'll push it to the top of your queue. Really well done. Once again, one of those easy, one thing well sort of applications that I like. Next up, I have the Tumblr app, which strangely
enough, I never liked that app.
You know, it's got its issues. But here's the deal, and that is that strangely enough, it's not hooked up to Minimal Max Tumblr. It's hooked up to my personal Tumblr, to the one that is at the randompost.com. The reason being is that, like, all of the kind of general interest sort of Tumblrs that I follow, I follow in the on that Tumblr and not the Minimal Mac Tumblr. The Minimal Mac Tumblr I keep specific. The few other Tumblrs I follow in Minimal Mac are all Tumblrs that are similar to or related to Minimal Mac and centered around content that I might reblog or repost there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other is kind of a free-for-all. And so I use the Tumblr app more for consumption than creation because of that. Terminology, which is a really great... Yeah, to call it a dictionary app would be wrong because it's dictionary, it's thesaurus, it's phrases. Like you can look up things like, zero sum or, dark skinned, things like that, right? I use it not only to look up the definition of words oftentimes, but more often than not, I'm looking up the etymology of a phrase or an obscure word like swarthy, for instance. And what's also nice is that it keeps it kind of keeps track of the words that you have, searched. It keeps a history. And I like that too. And then there is simply a app bookmarklet, as it were, for our home screen bookmarklet. Or how you can take bookmarks from Mobile Safari and put them on your home screen?
I do.
As a button? Okay, all right. That's what I what are those called?
They are called bookmarklet. No.
Home buttons or home something. I don't know. In any case... I forget. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, Pinboard. That's where Pinboard is.
Right, okay. Just if anybody ever wanted to add 70 decibels to their home screen, I'll put in one of those special...
Mm-hmm.
If you go to add to home screen and just hold on a moment, you get a special logo that is made just for the home screen bookmark icon thing.
Nice, yeah. And Pinboard has that as well.
Yeah.
So. Totally love that. All right. Your turn.
So I have my third and final row on the, on the screen.
Okay,
yeah,
right,
I only have three.
Okay, great. Interesting, okay.
So I have settings, because it's got to be at hand. I then have a social folder. I also have ego. In ego, I have like the stats of all of the RSS feeds for all of the shows, which is completely unreliable from Feedburner. I have the Twitter stuff. I have the Squarespace stats plugged straight in as well, which is great. Unlike Patrick, I do care about my Twitter number, and it's at 766. So if you would like to follow me, you can do so at iMike, I-M-Y-K-E. Just boost. I have a mental goal to get that to 1,000 this year.
Nice.
I then have Birdhouse, because every iPhone needs to have Birdhouse.
Agreed.
And they are updating that application soon.
That's what I've heard from someone named Michael.
Yep, yeah. I read it. Mm-hmm. I read it somewhere. Squarespace and BirdBrain. BirdBrain is a Twitter stats application that I quite like. Mm-hmm. Then I have a couple of other Twitter applications in there, like Twitterific and TweetDeck, because they are things that I dip into from now and then for certain reasons. Mm-hmm. Google Plus, MailChimp, and Ballin. Ballin is a Dribbble application. Dribbble, because mm-hmm. I like looking at fancy designers' work. I have a photo and video folder, which has like Instagram, has a couple of sort of apps that had add effects and stuff. My favorite at the moment is an app called Grid Lens, which allows you to put multiple photos together into one image. There is an app called Diptych, which a lot of people use, which I also have, but I personally prefer Grid Lens. Then I have the last time we spoke, I was saying that I had three Evernote apps on my home screen.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying them out. You know, I've now given them a fair run, and I've decided they're going to stay. So I now have an Evernote folder, which makes up the last.
Okay, so there you have Evernote itself, and then you have these other two. What is it? The Evernote
Home and Food.
Yeah, that's right.
I want them to make a dedicated travel application now.
I saw you tweet that, and I thought that's a no-duh obvious idea.
You'd think that I'm pretty sure. No, I don't know this. I just want to make that clear, because people might think that I do, because me and Brett don't talk about Evernote. We don't. I don't ask him questions. He doesn't leave me answers, because it's his company and I respect that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure that they are going to make one, but I think that that one would be a lot more involved. And maybe they just want to see how Hello and Food go, is what I see, because they're much smaller. Because a travel application, to be done right, would be big, and it would be big for them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I reckon that Evernote could really sort of wreck stuff with a travel application, because that's what a lot of people actually use the service for.
I think so, too.
So too. I'm hoping that they do it.
Yeah, I think it would be really a really neat thing to do, and if anyone from Evernote is listening, I'm taking a trip to Mardi Gras, New Orleans, so this year. So if you could have something for me to test by, say, mid-February, I'd be happy to do that for you. And just ignore anything bad I've said about you in the past.
This could turn you around, right?
I would use it for that, you know?
And I just want to make
heck,
one.
I might use it for the food thing.
Yeah, the food thing's cool.
I should try the food thing. I should give it an honest shot. You know, I've got an Evernote account, and I should give it a decent go, shouldn't I?
The UI is so good.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's very attractive.
All right. I need to make note of that. And, of course, you know, here I am surrounded by paper,
well,
but no pen.
You'll make
pen.
Note of it when it comes to doing the show notes, right, when you listen to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just want to make one quick amendment to my doc.
Okay.
As well. In my audio folder, which I spoke about last time, I've removed the Audible application because I'm not listening to audiobooks at the moment, and I've added an app called Spot On. Now, this is an app which is using the Spotify API.
Oh, okay.
To create radio stations like Pandora.
Oh, nice.
So it plugs straight into my Spotify account, so it recommends stations to me by my most played artists.
Okay.
Or I can create new ones by just plugging in an artist name Well, just started playing music there. Awesome. Because I pressed a button I shouldn't have pressed.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice application. It's got a real good UI, and I've only had it. I've been playing with it for a couple of days, but I've been really impressed by the way that it's obviously using some good stuff that Spotify have on the back end. Because I chose an artist that I was listening to about 3 or 4 years ago. When me and Terence used to rip up London Town in all the nightclubs, and it was effectively for an hour played me all of the songs I used to hear at that time in those nightclubs. I was very happy to listen to that radio station today.
All right. Okay. Well, I've got a row four.
So go for it.
So I've got Verbs.
Yeah, that's excellent app. Excellent app.
I don't use it enough.
You're never on IM.
No. I got downloaded Verbs in an attempt to try to be on IM more. But so what's the deal here? You're gonna help me with this. So do I have to? I should upgrade to Verb Pro.
$299,
because that is what
keeps you logged in.
Keeps me logged in. See, the problem is that in order for me to be quote unquote on Verbs, I would have to just like keep Verbs open, right?
Well, it has a time limit, but it has I think the 10 minute window that until iOS will kick it out.
Oh yeah,
running in the background, right. Which it will. But if you want to stay logged in all day, then it has there's a cost for them because they have to keep a server running, which communicates. I assume I'm making this up, but they have to somehow keep a connection between your Verbs app and the AIM servers and the Google Talk servers. So I assume that this can't be done simply, I'm sure. I don't know. But
And space age polymers are used
sort of
to
moon dust.
And cutting edge okay.
Technologies.
So I should do that. Okay, so I'll do that. I'm not going to do it right now. Okay, good to know. And I think I'd use Verbs more, and you'd see me on IM. Are we buddies?
I don't think so.
We need to be buddies.
Yeah,
but I'll be your buddy.
Okay, thank you.
What's funny is my buddy is listed. So if you go to patrickrone.com/info. Oh, no, it's not there anymore. My IM name was there, so. In any case, I digress. I'll give it
you
to you.
You don't want
to
keep that on the.
I don't want that. That. I don't want to put that out there.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll get. Yeah.
All right. Bad idea.
Then I got Capture. Capture is a video recording application that, once again, does one thing well. You launch it. And it just starts recording video.
Now, you don't have a 4S, do you?
I don't have a 4S.
Because the speed is not an issue.
What do you mean?
A lot of people originally got Capture because it was faster than launching the camera app and waiting for the camera app and then pressing the video record button.
But, right.
I mean, now it's not really, it doesn't really take that long.
Okay.
I think it would take me longer to unlock my phone and then, than to double-click that home button, press the camera app.
Fair enough. I mean, I have a 4 and I have a 4-year-old, so she'll be
you
4
need
in
it
February.
Faster
so
than
I,
me, yeah,
I kind of need to get to that video pretty quickly. Despite the fact that I've been recording a lot of video in Path, but that's a whole nother. Yeah, we've talked about that. Then there is Blends. I haven't been using Blends that long, but Blends is kind of like Terminology. Basically a word nerd app. Let's look up Swarthy there. Because now the thing I like about Blends is that all of the data is kept on device, so it can be used offline.
Right, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So it's not having to communicate online to a server, and it's just got some neat features, and plus it's they've got a the iPad app is nice and works good too. It's actually universal, so it works on the iPad too, and I don't know, it's just kind of nice. And then I have another one of those web bookmarklety things that I can't remember what they're called, but you know, when you want to add a button to home screen for a web page, this is what you do. And this is for a site slash service called Todoku. That's todokyo.com. And I linked to a post on Minimal Mac. Then unfortunately, I'm forgetting the author right now. Of said post, and I probably could just go to Minimal Mac. It's probably not too far down the page and look. But basically talking about these two to-do apps, one of which was web-based and another one which was an iOS app. And they're basically like my they're simple task lists, but the interesting thing about them is that they're designed to just have on them what you need to do today. And they start off each day completely fresh, i.e. the things that you put on it, completed or not, at 12 midnight, disappear. Thus forcing you to start over clean the next day. And there's something about that that really resonated with me and that I like. Not the least of which is just the very idea of starting each day with a clean slate. You know, how many of us would like that for all of our lives, right?
Yeah.
You know, but also the other part about it is that it's kind of the David Allen idea behind prioritization, in that your brain will decide priority based upon the time and attention and resources that you have available to you. And I think that there's something about, like, at the beginning of the day, deciding, okay, what's important for this day? And deciding that then, because I think your subconscious will work in conjunction with your conscious to decide what's important and what's not. So you don't have to keep priority, but that's a whole nother conversation. But so the one I have the web app, which is the Todoku. And the reason I like it is because it works great on an iPhone as a web app. You know what I mean? Because it's just so darn simple. It's like, if you look at the back end of this thing, it's like 10 lines of JavaScript. It's not like this is not complicated, right? And so I just didn't see the utility of having a full-blown iOS app that essentially does exactly the same thing.
Apple defines those as web clips.
Web clips. See, I thought web clips were something different.
Oh, well. I think the term web clip comes from dashboard.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But they on the Apple site for the web apps, they call them web apps. But when you save them to your iPhone home screen, they then refer to them as web clips.
Yeah, gotcha.
So there you go.
All right, noted. So there you go. That's my row number 4, thus setting us up for page 3 some other time, which for me is going to be really boring. Unless I do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, because page 3 is where I keep all of like the main iOS apps. So
yeah,
we can get well, there you go. So we can just, let's just say, if all you have on page 3 is the built-in apps, Michael, then I say we skip page 3 and just go straight to whatever other pages we have.
Right.
And
see, now I do have more than that, but I only have 3 pages, so if all you have is those, then when you talk about page 4, I will talk about page 3. Because I do have other apps there, but they're just my least used.
Oh, I
Because
gotcha.
I keep all of the Apple apps mainly in a folder.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, yeah. So we can discuss your, what's on your page three, and I can discuss what's on my page four, which right now, I've got two rows and one space full. Okay. So it's not very long.
Cool.
Well, this has been interesting and fun once again. I appreciate it. I actually, looking forward to ending this episode and figuring out if we can fit the discussion about
Twitter applications
about Twitter applications in, because that I think would be really useful for me and really useful for our listeners as well.
Indeed.
So okay. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate. Gosh, once again, 102 episodes, man.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Just insane.
Goes by so fast.
And I, by the way, your year-end post for 70 Decibels Network, I'm going to mention that here just so I can link to it in the show notes, because it was really nice, Michael.
Thank you.
It was really well done and really nice. And, you know, and what you had to say about, you know, me and my help to get things kind of off the ground. I know you've said them to me before. I guess I didn't realize. And so thank you.
No, thank you. I mean it. And I'm going to reiterate it for anybody that doesn't want to read it, because it's a very long post. It's very long. I was bored. I had a couple of hours and just started going and didn't stop. I do credit this, and without Pat, there would be no network, because he took a chance on us very early on with the Bro Show and became a guest. And then introduce us to his network of friends and colleagues and, you know, and like all the Read and Trust folk and stuff who become, important of helping us to grow. He introduced us to, you know, you introduced us to your readership.
Mm-hmm.
And you helped the Bro Show get that way. You helped us make a lot of contacts, important contacts, which then led to us doing a show together, which then led to me convincing a bunch of other smart people to do shows too. So if you know, I don't know where we would be now if on episode 16 you didn't get involved.
Yeah. And
so I have you to thank for that, sir.
Well, and I mean, one of the reasons why I quote unquote took a chance is because I really didn't, right? When you invited me to be on the Bro Show, I had never really been on a podcast before, and I didn't realize how much fun it was. And I thought that what you were doing was really professional. It was really well done. It had an excellent mix of information and humor. And it was something that it was real and it was genuine. And that came across immediately. And it was something that I wanted to be a part of, and that I wanted to be able to say, yeah, you know, I'm a part of this thing that I see going places. And so, I mean, I think while certainly the credit that you give me may or may not be due, whether it's due or not, is an argument that we can have that will largely be driven out of my humility. The fact is that you're the one showing up every day at the end of your day, after you've been working all day, commuting, coming home, you rush to get some dinner in you, and then you stay up till midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, putting this together.
Yep.
I mean, you're working your butt off. Where you have gotten has little to do with me and the fact that you show up every night and work your tail off to make it happen.
So, I got up at 7:10 this morning to post episode 100.
Well, there you go. And that's my point, right? You know, and how late did you stay up the night before doing other things, right?
Probably 1:30.
Yeah. So, you know, my point being is that, yeah, sure, I might be able to make some introductions and get your foot in the door somewhere, but if you're not going to do the work when you get there, then what does it matter who I introduce you to and, you know, what doors get opened, right? So, enough of this. We've patted each other on the back for way too long, but thanks to you and thanks to everyone who listens. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, really, like, without these guys, you know, there'd be 100 episodes, but it would just be me, Pat, and Sammy listening. So
exactly.
I really appreciate every single one of you.
Yeah, because not even my wife listens to these things, so... All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. We'll talk later for sure.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.